Hey there, Kenny Jang here with the Church Online Podcast. It's that time again. We're going to sit down and just share some new things that have been happening on the generative AI front. Today, let's just get right to it. There's a new survey that an organization called Glue put out in terms of looking at what organizations, churches, ministries are doing and thinking about generative AI. And so this new survey from Glue aims to uncover basically how church leaders view artificial intelligence and how they think of the role of AI should be in the church. And just to cut to the TLDR, it's basically the results are kind of divided in opinions, and it basically shows the need for more discussion. So what's happening here? Basically, this is August 2023, and a recent survey from that faith-based organization, the technology company called Glue, put out a survey in partnership with Barner Research Group, Ed Stetzer, and a bunch of other partners, and polled over 1,500 church leaders. I think it's actually closer to 2,000 church leaders, I believe. And the purpose was to uncover the sentiments on artificial intelligence and its use in ministry. And so here are some really interesting findings that you can actually, you know, parse out from this survey. If you want to get more information about the survey, you can go to glue.us/AI. And inside the new AI in the Church Hub, you'll find links to the survey. You can take it and contribute to the learnings as well as look at the results and findings in more details there. So a couple key findings that I thought was notable. First of all, 63% of leaders say they're fairly to somewhat knowledgeable about AI. That was really interesting to me, that a majority of the church leaders that were surveyed said that, hey, they kind of know what the heck is going on with AI. Only 9% of them consider themselves very knowledgeable, right, in that expert category. And 28%, so it's almost a third, say that they know little or nothing about AI. So if you have about a third of church leaders out there that aren't using AI, that haven't used it, that don't know that much about it, I think it really makes a case for broad-based education. There really needs to be a lot of education to bring people up to speed to really understand it, appreciate it, if not use AI in their workflows. The next stat that was interesting from the survey for me was that 62% of the respondents said that they rarely or never directly use AI in their ministry work, right? Now, 63 of the leaders said they are fairly or somewhat knowledgeable about AI, what's going on, but 62% they rarely or never directly use AI in their ministry work. In addition to the never, rarely, the 19% report occasional use, and only 19%, about one-fifth, say that they use it weekly or daily. So a lot of people know about it, but the clear majority of people are not using it in ministry work yet. And my prediction is that that's going to change over the next year, 2 years, and beyond. Now, there is this sense of what I called FOMO, fear of looming obsolescence. Sorry, not FOMO, FOLO. FOMO is the word of the past. FOLO is the word of the year. It's fear of looming obsolescence related to AI. And here you see in the survey that there's a significant chunk that says they believe the church should actually condemn the use of AI. 7%. It's not nothing. It's not a lot. But it is something. 7% just say, hey, we should outright condemn the use of AI. And I think that bullet point right there alone is worthy of huge discussions and conversations, but we can unpack that in other episodes. Now, 54% said they were quite to extremely concerned about ethical uses with AI and the church, and 40% have slight to moderate concerns. So, 94% have some sort of concerns. There's only a small piece, right? 6% say they have no concerns in terms of, you know, how AI is being used in the church. So that really triggers in my mind, wow, we need more discussions around the ethics, morality, best practices, security, privacy, all these other issues around how do we use and embrace AI in the church? Because it isn't just supposed to be like, oh, we accept it, at, you know, take it all in and use it willy-nilly. I think we do need to talk about responsible use in the church. And I personally think that we have an opportunity as the church with a capital C to reinsert ourselves in some public discourse in terms of, again, responsible use of AI. This is a chance, in my mind, for the church to become a leader and a discussion and conversation partner in the public square that provides relevance to everybody else. Now, 43% are uncomfortable or anxious about using AI in their specific church. So that's interesting. I'd love to figure out if Barna could unpack that a little further. 27% are positive and excited about it, and 30% of them are neutral. But if you look at that number, 43% are uncomfortable or anxious about using AI in their own specific church. And there, my bias is, hey, there needs to be more education so that people start to understand what actual responsible AI looks like and what the actual potentials are, what the use cases are. Because usually, as I've been giving workshops and trainings and talks on AI to church leaders and teams, almost every single time that I work with a staff or team, there's some epiphanies that happen. And one of the most common comments and reflections coming out of it is like, wow, I didn't know we could use it in this way. These use cases that we talked about are completely different than what I thought we were supposed to use AI for. Now, the last stat that jumped out to me is like 41% think that the church should moderately leverage AI, and then 17% that we should resist or condemn its use, right? And so that to me is like, there's just something there again in terms of conversation that we need to dive into further to understand why. What is the actual fear in those areas? And are those real fears or not? And how do we mitigate those risks? And there's some really good potential positive contributions to the responsible AI usage conversation. So let's zoom back out, right? These survey results basically are revealing that church leaders have a decent general understanding of AI, right? Almost 2/3 of them say that they're fairly or somewhat knowledgeable. However, less than 10% of them consider themselves very knowledgeable, right? And so when you have over a quarter of the people out there admitting to knowing little or nothing substantial about AI, how do we take those opinions? And are we following the directives of a large segment of leaders who self-admit that they don't know that much about AI? They're not familiar with it, and they're making judgments without any real understanding. And so in my mind, this shows that many, many leaders, if not everyone, still needs much more education on AI's capabilities and limitations, so that they can start to implement it. Whether they embrace full implementation or very limited implementation, I think that is something that we really do need. More conversations, more education, more exposure to all the use cases and how we might creatively use generative AI in our work. Now, Pastor Randy Frazee, who's in Kansas City, love him, he's saying that church leaders are often behind the innovation curve and need to get up to speed, right? He has talked about the need for encouragement. How do we embrace and support church leaders to meet them where they are and really show the upside potential? And again, I think the theme of today's episode is, how do we actually help people define for themselves what responsible AI looks like, right? You know, we want to make sure that all the things that we're learning in this survey, the fact that it aligns with the findings that most leaders need more training before effectively leveraging AI technology, that we need to understand how to use it ethically and responsibly before it's too late, right? So we need to do that fast, immediately. There needs to be more efforts in the church around that. Now, the fact that the opinions are split, I think, is just really interesting. Looking beyond individual churches, leaders, right, have also divergent on whether AI should have a place in the broader church. with sentiments that run across the spectrum, what are the denominations doing? What are the networks, church planting networks? What are seminaries? What are all these other institutions, parachurch organizations, training organizations? What are they all doing in terms of guiding an open discussion around it for when and how AI could assist ministry? So there you go. Bottom line is, I think the survey makes clear that, you know, we need more education, discussion, reflection. You know, there's, I think, an opportunity to have some inflection points in many people's personal journeys in their work. You know, AI is already transforming society, right? And the ethical risks that we are starting to discover or become aware about definitely require vigilance, and the church can't ignore it. And we need to have this ongoing discourse, this critical analysis that's centered on moral questions that will allow you, me, leaders of the church to make informed decisions. And, you know, again, the opportunity is, can the church bring a countercultural perspective that challenges prevailing views, right? In the marketplace, it's just like, let's have it all. Let's just turn on the floodgates and take it all. And obviously there's going to be bad actors in our culture and society that use AI for bad. But can we as a church provide wisdom and grounding in our own historic beliefs of the church with a capital C that can contribute to AI being harnessed really for societal good, not just for the church's good, but for societal good? So there you go. It's a very important first step. I think there's a couple other studies that have come out that I'm starting to look into. This week I'm digging into, there's a McKinsey study. There's a Jasper AI in Business study that I'm really trying to consume and synthesize, you know, what all these data points mean right now. And we'll discuss that in future episodes. But basically, I'd love to hear your voice. You know, I want this to be a signal to start, not end, this important dialogue that we need to continue in shaping AI's evolution together. We have the opportunities to do that right now. It's not too late. It's actually at the very beginning. One of the things that I am advocating is that every single organization, whatever your stance is on AI, whether you embrace it, condemn it, you need an AI policy. You need a policy for your staff, for your volunteers, to really understand where you stand as an organization, as leadership, how they can best address it, what tools they can use, how to, you know, really accommodate all the ethical and moral concerns that come up from not just our own user perspective, but even our community congregation perspectives as well. So would love to know your thoughts. Let me know, you know, send me a DM, so leave a comment. And I think hopefully you'll be able to look up this GLUE survey, the AI and the Church survey. It's available online right now that you can actually look up the survey and you can actually participate. The survey is still open. And so all these data points will continue to evolve a little bit as more people start to get into it. But if you go to glue.us/AI, you'll start to see the early results of the survey. And we're going to have much more conversations here. I'm Kenny Jiang for the Church Online Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'll check you here next time online.